Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's bringing you the hits and much, much more right here on your dial. I'm telling you, we have a lot going on this month. You're chilling with your girl, Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And I'm telling you, we have so much going on. We've been interviewing different artists this month, as well as different projects that are coming out that's going to be helpful to the church and their ministries. We have been truly blessed with the people that we've had on the station as well. So we want to make sure that you tune in to Anointed Sounds 24 hours a day. That's www.anointedsounds.com, S-O-U-N-D-Z, bringing the hits and much, much more. Welcome to the show today, everyone. Holy Boy.
Hey, yes. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
We are doing fine. Holy Boy. Holy Boy, reading your bio, excuse me, thinking about your album, was very, very impressive. I see you from the South.
Yep, from Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama boy is trying to do some things for the kingdom. It's something that's very, very important. And just to listen to your music, I mean, it was very inspirational and also gave me a different feel. It wasn't traditional like the gospel that we're used to hearing all the time. It had a different flow. So tell the audience about Holy Boy and what is Holy Boy trying to do for the kingdom?
Well, what Holy Boy is trying to do to the kingdom, you know, every now and then, now here in society, you know, they're trying to, you know, war up against the church and make it seem like church is not vital anymore. And so my job and my assignment is to just bring awareness back to church and let people know that it does work. It still works. It survived over the ages. You know, we have to realize that there's going to be evil people everywhere. I think the scripture says, "Let the wheat and the tare grow together." And at the end, God will do the separating. So we have to make sure that we get that message out that regardless to, you know, how many people think that church is bad, we still need church.
Amen.
Yeah.
So why do you think that people would think that church is bad? Is it just them being hurt by the church previously?
I think mostly that and then the stereotype and then the media. You know, now we've gotten so prevalent with church and the Jesus concept, you know, Jesus is just now something just normal, just like putting on a pair of Jordans. You know what I mean? And nobody's really regarding it as still sacred or understanding what the real gospel and what his message really was. Yeah, you know, they're not really respecting it. They've desensitized the word Jesus in church, you know?
Amen. So, okay, educate us now. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's really nice. And just speaking of in regards to your music, you know, you have a lot of people who would say that you sound a little worldly. Though to me, it sounds great to me. That's the type of music I like, is contemporary gospel or inspiration.
Right.
But some would probably have said to you, or may have said to you, that sounds a little bit too worldly, man of God. You need to get a little bit more to this old traditional gospel. Has that ever been told to you before?
Well, yes, it has. And for me, the reason why I kind of went that way is not, I don't have anything against, you know, I listen to all genres of music, so I'm just a music lover, so it's all in me everywhere. There were some times when I was in my car and I was having problems trying to find gospel music that I could just ride to. You know, I didn't want to go into so much praise and worship where I have a wreck on the interstate. You know what I mean? But I did want to be inspired. I did want to have something that I can bump, you know, bump my head to or just sing along with, you know. So that's what kind of motivated me to just kind of get there and then be able to broadcast or just showcase a little bit more of my vocal ability and not just screaming or not just in a form of worship, you know. So I kind of went that way with it.
So as far as the music and the inspiration, are you a writer? Do you write all of your music and also arrange it and produce it and so forth?
Yes, but I with this record, I did do most of the writing and producing, but I also have two other people on the record that produce some songs, a guy by the name of Chucky Simone. He's worked with Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Diane Warren, and then another guy is Carnell Morrell. He's worked with Kirk Franklin, Dorinda Clark, the Clark Sisters. So you know, I was open to those two guys. You know, we kind of clicked. So they got a chance to do some writing on the project and myself, yeah.
Yeah, we know Carnell and his writing skills, so we can definitely say if you have a song of his on your album, we know it's very inspirational.
Yeah, Brother Kurt, yes.
Very, very inspirational.
The brother is gifted. No. Actually, God Chaser is what he wrote.
Oh, God Chaser. Okay,
yeah,
we definitely want to hear that audience, so make sure you say, those who are just tuning in with us, we are on the air live with Holy Boy. Feel free to give us a call if you would like to speak with him about his music. A very talented artist that's out there today. So make sure you inspire him and give him your praises and your prayers to move forward within the kingdom. Now, do you feel that it's a little bit difficult as a Christian artist to move forward with your music, or do you just see it being the same? Has it been we all have struggles and trials and tribulations.
Right.
But as far as your promotion, has it been difficult, like getting into churches or ministering at different events? Are you independent?
Well, we're independent. Well, the main company isn't, because we're going through Universal, but NextEra is an independent company that's through Universal. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people have a problem with passing the torch. I can remember as a young guy coming up in church. Mahalia Jackson was being persecuted for the type of gospel music she was doing.
Right. So now,
you know, that kind of gospel music is accepted, and now the hip-hop and the traditional gospel is being, you know, shunned on. But, you know, I think that when people who have the ability to pass the torch understand that, you know, we have to step up our arsenal just as the devil is stepping up his arsenal and reach people by any means necessary. Without demoralizing the gospel, I think that, you know, God had music first. So even if we're taking the beats, putting gospel music on it, I think that when God saves us, He doesn't change our body. He doesn't change our flesh. We're changed by the renewing of our minds and our souls. We're the same
old man
that was what we call him. But the difference is now that we carry the Holy Spirit inside of us. We're saved and we're sealed. And so even with the music, I think that we have to take this music back, because it's ours first. The Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence, but the violence, we take it back by force. So, you know, I always say that, you know, if some people may not like rap, and if you don't like rap, don't worry about it. Some people didn't like Joseph. Some people didn't like Paul. But whoever you like, get God the way you can. If you like the way Paul preached it, then go with Paul. But don't down what Joshua or Moses is doing. You know, we're all trying to do the same thing, and that's draw people to Christ. The hand can't do what the feet does.
Amen.
The feet can't do what the hand does.
Amen.
But we need them all. Amen. We need them all.
Yeah. Amen. Those who are again tuning in, I mean, Holy Boy is preaching.
Hey,
and that's what we like to hear. We like to hear psalmists or artists that are Christian artists not only just sing to us, but they are ministers of music. You know,
they
minister God's word through music. And that's one of the things that we love to see when we have artists on interviewing them, that we can feel the ministry inside of them and also through their music. Now,
we're going to get to
God Chaser. Tell us a little bit about God Chaser.
Well, God Chaser is a song that Brother Carnell brought to me while I was in Detroit for a movie release. And he said, man, I got a perfect song for you to do. And I said, well, let me hear it, man. And he let me hear it, and I was just overwhelmed by the song. The song was incredible. And I said, man, I got to do that song, man. I said, I got the right vocals for it. I said, I can do the song, man. So we did the song. Actually, it took us, we came in and the musicians came and they laid the tracks down. One Friday night, I came in Saturday and sang the song, and there it was. I think maybe in about 2 hours, we were done with the song.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours in the studio, I mean, that's a dream.
Oh, yeah.
That is a dream. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play Holy. Is this your debut song?
Was Church Tonight? Yes.
Is this a demo? Okay, with God Takes It. So Church Tonight is your demo. Let's play Church Tonight first. That's your demo song. We're going to play Church Tonight, and we're going to come back and do God Chaser.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That works.
All right. Without further ado, everybody, it's Holy Boy with Church Tonight.
Yo, I'm feeling you, B. Cause I've been working kinda hard, stressing on the job. I can't let you get the best of me. And I can't wait to get my chance to prison with my dad. I better take my seat.
Gotta get in where you been in.
About to hear a word tonight. Can you feel me?
Yo, I can feel you, baby.
Cause when the music start playing and the choir start singing,
I can't help it, gotta move my feet.
And when the people start praising and the preachers start preaching,
gotta get up out of my seat.
I can't.
www.anointedsoundsradio. We were just listening to Church Tonight by Holy Boy. Holy Boy, that was awesome.
Thank you, thank
That's
you.
That's a beautiful,
you.
Beautiful song. It put me in the mind. It was real classy and jazzy, laid back. It just mellow. I really like that.
Yeah. thank you.
I wanted to ask you something. How did you get the name Holy Boy?
Well, a friend of mine was checking out the way I was signing my name on a few documents, and he said, man, like nothing on there but HB. And the name just kind of stuck from there. But I was just searching the scriptures and just reading mm-hmm. scriptures one day, and because I wanted to have some substance to the name. And then that's when I came across the scripture in Peter where it says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So I just said HB, Holy Boy, you know. So I just took that.
Okay.
And name entertainment company and then just dubbed it as my stage name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Now, I did have another question for you. Do you work at all with children?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's your ministry?
Well, with my ministry, it's just all about really just alerting the youth and people of that's up in age, and even the older people, just to that there should be some form of harmony in us all reaching our goals in Christ. Even though I know most of the time the battle is between, you know, hey, this type of music is not right, this type of music is what's right, or this type of music is not reaching children. But I think there should be some kind of harmony in the in all of us, you know, just reaching and striving for that one goal. So I try to just make sure that I let the young people know that it's not that the older people just don't like the music. They can't relate. So
heart, oh God. I long to do your will, Jesus. I'm chasing the heart, oh God. I long to see your face. I chase your heart, oh God. I'm a
all right. First gave an honor to God, but of my life I want to testify in different ways than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis, when my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong. I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along. Oh,
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's bringing the hits and much, much more. Back with your girl, Lena and Lisa. I'm telling you, this is interesting, Lisa.
Yeah.
This is so amazing to me, and I'm not going to just be all up on it anymore because we usually have things like this happen.
Right.
It usually happens because one, we are trying to do things for the kingdom, and things like this are going to always happen. We're trying to do things for the kingdom. So it's not a big issue, not a big deal. We're going to keep on moving. Today we had Holy Boy on the show a little earlier. He had, I think, maybe something happened to his phone. He got disconnected. So if you're at the sound of our voice, Holy Boy, please give us a call back. We were trying to play his song, God Chaser, what he said was written by Carnell Morrell. And as we explained earlier, we had Carnell Morrell and I on our show some time back.
About a week ago. I think it was a week ago, Monday.
Yeah, around that time back. So make sure that you listen to the song. We're going to get into God Chaser. We're going to play this man of God's song since the enemy tried not to play it earlier. But we're going to get to his song, God Chaser. And during that time, we're going to try to reach out to Holy Boy, see if we can get in contact with him, get him back on to get us some more information about his ministry. All right? Don't go anywhere. Tune to Anointed Sounds Radio Station, bringing hits and much, much more. www.anointedsounds.com. you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more. That was Holy Boy by God Chaser. I'm telling you, Lisa, are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow. We apologize. Holy Boy was on the line with us. We just talked to his manager, and he had to board his plane, so we don't want him to miss any plane, especially how much they cost and the gas. So we didn't want him to miss his plane, but we thank God that we did get a time with him. We will invite him back on the show so he can hear some more information about Holy Boy and his ministry. But those who are at the sound of our voice, you can contact Holy Boy and listen to some of his music at his MySpace page. That's www.myspace.com/ HBM online. That's www.myspace.com/HBM online. So that's Holy Boy Music, stands for Holy Boy Music Online. So make sure you contact him there. You can hear information. Again, his album will be out in September. So stay tuned on his MySpace page so you can get all the information. His debut album is Church Tonight. His debut song is Church Tonight. And we want to thank Holy Boy for being on. I know he had to do some things for the kingdom, and we understand that. So we want to thank him for being on the show, Anointed Sounds. Wow, God Chaser.
That song, God Chaser, oh, my God.
Wow.
I was sitting there listening to it, and when it started, it was so mellow and smooth and calm. It just had you, like, drifting.
Wow.
And then it, like, built to a dynamic, climatic experience. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's like you just want to fall to your knees and pour out praises. And then the way they brought it, they kind of restrained it right towards the end and then built it back up in a small period of time, back to an emotional outpouring.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Just ended it right there on a high note. I was like, that is beautiful.
Wow.
That is so beautiful.
Wow.
I am not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not either. I'm not either. Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm a God chaser. Chasing
and it's very
the heart
simplistic,
of God.
You know? It's very simplistic and as far as what it's saying, but it's the emotion and the feeling behind it. I mean, it just, you know how sometimes you can just say, thank you, Lord, and you can say it a million different ways, and it just brings you into worship and praise. This is what this felt like to me. It was very simple, but it was so dynamic and beautiful. And it just, I mean, I was about to hit my knees. Oh, my God, it was beautiful.
Wow, that was awesome. That's all I have to say. That was awesome. I want to thank again Holy Boy and Carnell for writing such a awesome song, and his voice was a match. He said, yeah, I got the voice, I got
yes,
the vocals.
Yes,
his
yes.
voice was a match for that song,
yes.
So it was dynamic, God Chaser. So make sure you go check out his MySpace page, listen to some more of his music. Again, his album will be out September 20th, 2008, September 16th, exactly. 2008 is when you can get his music. His debut release will be on Next Era Music Group, which is a part of Universal Records, Universal Music Group.
Okay.
So make sure you go get that www.myspace.com/HBM online. So you can go there and check out some of the stuff. And also, become one of our MySpace friends on MySpace, myspace.com/AnointedSoundsRadio. We are online, and we thank our friends that are online as well. And some great news, Lisa.
What's that?
The Gospel Fest that's coming up has given us 40 tickets to give away to our listening audience.
Wow.
So
they have to call in, right?
They have to call in, but those who listen to this rebroadcast, how about that? The first 40 people that listen to the rebroadcast and will have to call in. They will have to call Anointed Sounds Radio. I'm going to give you the exact number to call Anointed Sounds. That is 404-856-9094. Again, that's 404-856-9094. And if you call in and say that you're calling to win the free tickets for the Gospel Fest that's going to be hosted August 8th and 9th, but you'll be winning your tickets for August 9th all day in Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be at the Gwinnett Convention Center. You can get a pass for the Gospel Fest. So you will have to call again, Anointed Sounds, 404-856-9094, and you can win a pass. If you know how much these tickets are, you will want to call in and win a pass, a free pass. I'm just going to tell you that. So you have an opportunity to win some tickets. I mean, it's been an awesome day. No matter what has gone on, we got a chance to hear this man's ministry. We've been blessed. I can't complain.
And he caught the plane.
And he got on the plane. So how about that? I can't complain. You know, God always turns it for your good. He turns it for the good. So I just want to thank those that are at the sound of our voice. We want to thank you so much for tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio 24 hours a day, streaming 24 hours a day, www.anointedsounds.com. We have a lot going on in that show and a lot that's coming up on the station that you do not want to miss. Also coming up, we're giving away tickets to another place they can win tickets, Lisa.
Oh, wow. Come on.
The Youth Gospel Entertainment Awards.
Wow.
Youth Gospel Entertainment Awards, also in Atlanta, Georgia, September 20th. You can win tickets. You will have to call Anointed Sounds. The first 30 people, actually the first 15, because we're giving away a set of tickets to that. So you can get win two tickets. The first 15 people that call in, area code 404-856-9094, and leave a message, you will win a pair of tickets. Leave all your information, because you just leave your name and no contact, then you really didn't win. Because we can't call you back. So, so we're going to move on to the next person. So you will have to leave the email, telephone number, name. Please, if it's some names we cannot pronounce, please spell it out for us so we can make sure we have the correct spelling and all the information. So make sure you put all that down. Again, you have to call us at 404-856-9094 Anointed Sounds Radio to win tickets to the Youth Gospel Entertainment Awards, YGEA.net. You can go on and find out information about that. A huge event. Kent Jones going to be there, V3, Sean Simmons, our good friend Sean Harden.
Oh, Lord.
One of our good friends. I mean, there's going to be some people, DJ Lays. I mean, different radio stations. Anointed Sounds going to be there. So make sure that you go check it out, and you'll be able to win some free tickets. You will want to be in the house, I'm telling you. This is the places where they award all of our youth that are in the industry, are those that have contemporary gospel music, urban inspirational, which is also Christian music, holy hip-hop, mime artists, holy hip-hop dancers, which is a group that we are familiar with. FKLA has been nominated. And, you know, you have a lot that's going on. You want to make sure that you go online and vote for Anointed Sounds Radio. We're going to throw it out there. But also just go and vote for your best artists. A lot of those artists are on the ballot. Vashawn Mitchell, all of them on the ballot. So make sure you go and vote. But you can win some tickets here, so make sure you do that. And, Lisa, is there anything you want to say? Because, I mean, we just had a good time today. I just want to thank Holy Boy for being on.
Yes, I'm just glad we were able to play his God Chaser. That was just beautiful. Beautiful. I enjoyed church tonight, but God Chaser really got to my heart.
Amen. Amen. So, Holy Boy, I hope you heard that God Chaser. I think that's going to be the hit. That God Chaser, that's gonna be the one.
Beautiful.
Yeah, church tonight. That's jamming. We can rock it in the car with church tonight. But that God Chaser just puts you in a place where you need
in
to be.
On your knees.
It puts you in a
God.
Place where you need to be, and that's what we need to be doing, chasing God anyway, chasing the heart of God. So definitely that. Again, we want to thank you so much for tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's bringing you the hits and much, much more. Free tickets. All the good stuff that you're going to want. So make sure you stay tuned to us on the Anointed God Show. We thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. Peace, blessings, and all of the great things that God has bestowed in your life. We want to thank you so much. God bless, and good night.
Bye-bye.